Galatians 6:9 says, "And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we..." Here we are. Enemy would have you to be tossed, right? He would have you to be confused. But you know what God's telling you tonight? I feel it in my spirit. Hold on. Hold on. Believe. Hold on, church. Hold on. You're not listening to me. Open up your spirit right now. Hold on. I know some of you might be in tragedy and mourning and in pain and in sickness. And the Bible talks about these times that we'll face. Don't faint. Don't let go. Look around you. There are people in here right now that are standing with you. We assemble together as a testimony of our faith. So why do we let division come? It's got me. You know what the ultimate division killer is? The gifts and callings of God. You operate in your gifts, you don't see cliques. You don't see groups. You just see needs and not people. 1 Peter 1:6 says, "Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations." Why is it so difficult for us in a season? Do you want to know why? Because we no longer have control. I love to have control. I love to know that if I get in the car and start it and drive down the road, that it's going to get me where I'm going without any worries. But there's been some very important times when I needed to get to work at 8 o'clock that I'd get on the interstate and open the door and you hear, think to myself, "Well, you reckon that's a blown tire? Let's see how far I get." 30 seconds more and then you're pulled off the side somewhere changing your own tire. Unexpected things are going to come as an attempt to steal away the purpose God has given you, your calling, your gifts, your love, and your compassion. So we don't need to be alarmed when it comes. Jesus said, "Be of good cheer. Don't be afraid. I've overcome the world." You know, I love to be here and to preach. I love it. I love to do it. But you know that everything that I ever give comes from something that you have access to as well. Do you know that I love to pray? I love to talk to God and tell Him all of my troubles and situations. But you don't need me to pray for you. There was once a time when mankind did not have the honor and privilege to pray for their own self. And they had to go through the Levitical priesthood to have all of their sins atoned. You had to go through somebody else to do the good work for you whenever you were in need. But as Jesus Christ came into this world and bore the sins of this world through the sacrifice He gave, the veil was torn from the temple, and the temple was then created within us. So the words that we pray are just as powerful as the ones that He prayed. The works that He did are just as powerful within us as it was within Him. Because if you know the Father, then the Father is in you. And if you have the Father, then greater works shall you do. Now I'm about to tell you something that is not accepted, that is not easily agreed with. But here it is. Are you ready? You can overcome and you can be victorious. Psychiatrists will tell you it's something you have to live with forever. Psychologists will tell you that it is a genetic disorder within you and you can never change your behavior. Clinics will tell you that you just have to try to deal with the pain and live with it the rest of your life. Doctors will tell you you're in 4-stage cancer and there's no hope for you. This world will look at your situations and see your hurt and say, "You better just leave him. He ain't worth nothing." People will see you in your situation when you mourn and loss and throw alcohol at you and say, "This will help. Just go ahead and have you a drink." We live in a world that thinks they have the greater answer than the answer that God has. You want to know how real it is? Walk into a crowded room and tell somebody your problem. Be careful, though, for what you'll hear, because the answer will no longer be uniform. I could even get up here and ask for your help in a situation of mine. And out of this room of people, there would be so many differences of opinion. We'd almost get into an argument about how you should do what. We can't predict the seasons because God gave us seasons to live on this earth. But there are many, many, many seasons of life. Things I went through back then are not what I go through now. But what I have learned from what I went through then has caused me to live with greater purpose. If you never learn anything, you've got to learn from the things you've been through. You've got to understand that this that you go through now will not last forever. The whole purpose of a season is that it only lasts for one time span to another time span. That's the great thing about this.
what you're hurting with today, God can give you healing and bring you through it to prepare you for what's ahead of you. Now, if you wanted me to come and just get up here and read the first four Gospels of the Bible and just talk about how Jesus loves you, well, I can come and do that. But you know, it's so much more than just knowing that He loves you. Because we face a very wicked world out there. Even in your own high school, how many temptations are given to you on a daily basis? I mean, the kids today are tempted daily. It's not just one group of kids that are not doing the things that they should be doing. It's everywhere. In every clique, in every fashion of the world, everything that is going on that is wicked is spreading abroad faster than any disease that you can imagine. It's traveling quicker than any truth that you know. Rumors go just as fast, if not faster, than what you can say about the truth. By the time you tell one person something, they tell that person something, they tell that person something, and by the time that it actually gets to you, it has nothing to do with what they said. So you'll be mad at this person, even though it was this guy that ended up throwing you under the bus. I know you've been there, and I don't even have to ask you. It'll happen in your own family. It'll happen through people you never thought would do that to you. The devil will use anything at any time to try to steal your purpose. I'm going to give you a little nugget here. I love giving these out. You take it with you and you put this in your pocket and don't forget this. Are you ready? When you are feeling the greatest despair is the moment when you are nigh unto a blessing. Because when the enemy pushes the hardest is when you're the closest. If you feel sick in your body and the enemy has you to give up and just be sick, if you will press on by faith, you will come unto your healing. If you are down about things in your life, if you will press on by faith and not do things based on what you hear and what you see, then when the enemy comes to cause you to be irrational and to speak ill of others, you'll lay aside every hurt and be greater and take the high road. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to be blessed. He wants you to walk in power and in glory. But we cannot learn to walk in these things that God gives us until we're willing to listen. When tomorrow comes, church, I want you to hear me under the sound of my voice. You're going to look back on what has been preached tonight and you're going to say, God, I know you spoke to me and showed me to keep my eyes open for when the seasons change. And those seasons may change. People will come and go. I've been through times of mourning. I've been through times of pain. I've been through times of discouragement. I've been through times and things that were out of my control. But the one constant that has not left me nor forsaken me, the one constant that has spoke to me and brought peace when I didn't have it, the one constant that has loved me when others would not have loved me, is the great love of God that has been there. It was there for them in the Old Testament. It was there for the children of Israel. It was there for the kings and kings and kings. And it was there for those that walked amongst Christ. And today it is here for you if you'll be willing to receive what the Lord would speak to you, because wickedness is going to come to your house. No matter how good and righteous that you live, temptations are going to come to try to make you give in to the things you never would have given into. It's coming. I'm making you aware. This is prophetic. I'm here to tell you to open your eyes and open your ears to God and let Him lead you. Yeah. Friends, the time is coming where we're going to either walk in this truth or be overtaken by the enemy.
Anytime you ever give in to bitterness, you didn't trust God. Anytime you give in to depression, you let go of your faith.
Because we are not called to live that.
Yeah, you'll feel it. I can't say you never will. You will. You will feel pain. You will feel heartache. There will be a time to cry. There will be a time to be angry. There will be a time that you are confused. But these changes of seasons should not change our belief in the one who does not change.
Our hearts should be focused, if not all the more, to what we know is real, what we know is true.
It is so important for you to understand this. God will not change. When you call on Him in the morning, He's going to be the same God you called on today. Glory to God. When you sing to the Lord tomorrow, lifting your heart up, He's going to be the same God tomorrow as He is right now.
when you're in the midst of someone that you want to be saved or changed or delivered, and you see their behavior not changing, God is not going to change when you begin to call out by faith. He said, we'd have our house. He said, you'd have your house. But my question to you is, are you listening? Are you hearing from God? If you are hearing from God, what you will do will naturally be righteousness. It's the attribute of being of God.
Wait a minute, brother.
Hold up.
Somebody say, hold the phone.
Hold up. But I've been raised all my life to believe that if somebody punches me, that I have the right to clasp my hands together and start throwing back. My mama told me it was okay to lash out if somebody lashes out on you. I have the right to feel this way.
You sure do.
You also have the right not to stay that way forever. Because God would have you to be living in a prosperous season. But you know where we are? We're still back here in winter when God's saying, here's the new bloom of spring. Do you understand what I'm telling you? God would have us to be walking forward and moving on from things and letting things go and becoming a new creature in Christ, so that once we get past the things that used to hinder us, by the time they're so far behind us, it becomes what? A testimony. Reminds me of that song. I'm going on for Jesus just the same. I'm going on with Jesus just the same. They may talk about me, scandalize my name, but I'm going on with Jesus just the same. Church, you do not worship. Don't you dare ever worship because somebody tells you to. Don't you dare just do it because everybody else is doing it. Look within here in your spirit and let God lead you into a worship. Listen to His will for your life. I'm a software developer, and the language that I write in to make things work on computers is not plain English. None of it makes sense if you tried to speak it out loud. And if I showed it to you, you might not understand what it is that it's trying to say. But if you had someone to sit there and help you go through it and speak to you about what it's doing, then what was once foreign to you would then be made plain. That's all that I'm here for. I'm here to take the things that may be confusing in the Word of God to just bring more clarity to it. I am not someone that's going to tell you how to live your life. So don't call me and ask if this is okay. Because you've got somebody that can tell you. You just have to pray and ask. Don't look for me to judge your life and tell you if all is well or not. I couldn't do it. I'm not worthy to do it. You must pray and see that your heart is right before God. Do you know why I go to the great lengths that I do? I'm not just giving this to you. I want you to take this and give it to somebody that's starving. There are going to be people that you see that are going through seasons in their life. And God's going to give you the words to say to somebody, the encouragement to give them. If we're not going to be the ones that listen to God, then there'll be another generation that comes up before us. Because when He comes, He's going to be coming for somebody that believes in Him and listens, looks for His coming, His appearing. My sheep know my voice, and a stranger will they will not follow. And I know it's hard to sometimes listen to what God is telling us, because it's not exactly the easiest thing to do. It's not easy, if I know I've offended Brother Derek, to have to swallow my pride and call him and say, you know what, man, I'm really sorry that I did that. It'd be easier just to never say you're sorry and go on about your way and say, well, he probably deserved it anyway. It's easy to look upon a need without compassion and say, ah, they'll be all right. Unless we hear God, then our compassion is little. Because He didn't call us all here just to hang out together. This is no social gathering. This is not an appointed assembly to do anything other than the will of God. In church, when we're not seeing needs met and souls saved and minds changed and people's behavior beginning to transform to something better, then we're not doing our job. I'm just getting down to brass tacks. If we're not seeing prosperity, happiness, joy, then we are not doing our job. I'm glad you're here. Yes, I am. But God would have you to do more than wonder if you should do it or not. He would have you to do more than just look on at someone praying. He would have you to do more than just to wonder if you have anything to be thankful for. What's the song? When I look around and see the good things He's done for me, I know I'm not worthy of them all, but His blessings He freely gives. I owe your life to Him. I've got so much to thank Him for. Let's close out with this chorus. And I've got so much. So much to praise Him for. Well, you see, He has been so good to me. Of what he's done and where he's brought me from. I've got so much to thank him for. I say this in closing. The people around you are not your enemy, so don't live like they are. We are here to serve God together, and I'm here to help you. This church is here to give you strength. Should you ever need to pray, this altar is always open for you. And I open it up tonight for anyone that needs prayer. You might be going through a difficult season and need help and strength for what's ahead of you. And the Lord has sent this word to remind you that God has not changed, and he's here to help you now so that you can get through this and move on to a more joyous season. Winter isn't always my favorite time of season. Sometimes I'll be driving down the road and I'm telling the car to go this way. Then all of a sudden you hit something unexpected and you're in the ditch and need somebody to help pull you out. Maybe you might be stuck in the ditch tonight, but we're here to help you. God's better than a tow service. They always advertise 23 and a half hours available, but God's 24/7. Go ahead and stand with us, stretch out, and say, thank God he's done.